President Obama traveled from the White House to the USDA office here in Washington, D.C. To visit with a number of stakeholders, including a number of ag stakeholders, about the recently concluded negotiations for the Trans-Pacific Partnership. This is the largest multilateral trade agreement of its kind. The 12 countries that are part of this trade agreement represent 40% of the world's economy and are involved with over 40% of American agricultural export activity to date. This is an opportunity for the United States to continue expanding agricultural exports, providing through this agreement a leveler playing field for American producers. This is a very high-value, high-standards agreement that will also allow the United States and member states and nations to counter the Chinese influence in the area, to make sure that everyone is encouraged to step up their game to the higher standards of the TPP. History will tell us that the history of free trade agreements with reference to agriculture is that agriculture is a winner every time. And TPP is going to be no exception to that history. This is a 21st century agreement. It contains a elimination or reduction of a series of tariffs or taxes that have been assessed by other countries on American agricultural products, a broad range of products, beef, pork, poultry, dairy, horticulture, rice, grain, soybeans, wheat, cotton, a number of processed products, alcohol and wine. Bottom line is virtually every commodity group will see tariff eliminations and or reductions and or expanded preferential access for American agricultural products. The agreement also contains, where appropriate, safeguards to protect our own markets from other countries basically dumping product into the U.S. One of the areas that I was most interested in connection with this agreement has to do with the focus on sanitary and phytosanitary barriers that have been erected from time to time to American agricultural products that were not risk-based or science-based. This agreement, the TPP agreement, will give us now an additional opportunity to raise questions about SBS rules that are not risk-based and not science-based, and a process by which we can contest such barriers and interference with a free market and free trade. This agreement includes historic inclusion of biotechnology in an annex discussing the acknowledgement by member countries that they'll use science-based determinations relative to biotechnology and to promote greater transparency in the regulatory process involving biotechnology, and also will engage in discussions about the appropriate levels of low-level presence. This agreement also includes a significant nod to organic agriculture and the desire on the part of member countries to be engaged in discussions about equivalencies, so that we can reduce the friction that may occur, the barriers that may occur to organic exports. Also, specifically for the dairy industry in particular, this agreement does discuss the issue of geographic indications and provisions, providing for a due process in which unreasonable or overly broad geographic indications can be contested and questioned before they become enacted. A number of ag groups have already come out in support for the Trans-Pacific Partnership. The next step in the process will be, within the next 30 days or so, the final text of the agreement, which is being worked on as we speak, will be published and available for all to read. There will obviously be a process by which stakeholders, members of Congress, and the general public will be provided information about the specifics of the agreement, but I think it's fair to say that agriculture is a winner in this agreement, and we're going to do everything we can to make sure that folks understand the historic nature and historic opportunity this presents. And I think it does indeed reflect a high standard agreement in areas that previously have not been part of trade agreements, including specific labor and environment standards with enforcement provisions, all of which I think play to the benefit of U.S. producers, U.S. companies. We're the innovators. We're the folks who have raised the standards and raised the bar. And now we're simply asking the member countries of the TPP to join us in raising the standards and the bar. And we know that there are going to be other countries in the region that are going to be interested in joining TPP. They, too, will have to raise their games as well. And the final note is that this is an area of the world that is fast-growing, rapidly expanding middle class, and offers a great market opportunity for American agricultural products, which are high value, affordable, safe, and high quality. So I think we'll continue to work to educate folks about the impact of this. Today, a fact sheet is going out from USDA that discusses generally the benefits of this agreement for agriculture. Today, it is my hope that we also publish at least a number of state-by-state calculations of the benefits of TPP for individual states that are heavily engaged in and involved with agriculture. So big day, good day for agriculture, and certainly appreciated the agricultural leaders who were here at the White House today to greet the President and to offer their support.